Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You're with News Radio 840 WHAS. Terry Miners here. One of my thrills in doing this job for 40 plus years is meeting all kinds of great people. And I met Tavi Wallace years ago. We've been friends a long time. She's a runner, so we've been able to talk about running. But she's one of those people that I just see things online and realize Tavi Tishner is one of the roughest, toughest people I've ever known. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Hi, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Didn't we talk after you had some rigorous canyon run? Was it the Grand Canyon?
Yeah, my now husband and I ran rim to rim in the Grand Canyon, which is just kind of like a self-supported ultra marathon challenge that crazy people do to push their limits. Yeah, we were on Great Day Live, I believe, on TV for that. Yeah,
that's exactly right. Tell me again, take me back through that again, because there are people listening to us and they have goals of trying to run a mile, trying to run 5 miles or whatever. But just give us an idea of what that took for you and your now husband to get from rim to rim in the Grand Canyon.
So I will give the caveat that we met a park ranger in the Phantom Ranch in the base of the Grand Canyon. And he said people try rim to rim. There's a million people that visit the Grand Canyon every year. And of those, 1% of them attempt rim to rim. And of those, like 0.7% or something finish. And if you don't make it out, there's a $30,000 helicopter that'll take you out. Insurance doesn't cover it. So it's a bit of a risky business. You really got to practice running on trails, running in the heat, carry all of your own nutrition, and just not run out of water. There's only 3 places you can get water. They pump it in. It's just an endurance challenge for sure.
So they pump it into like a water station, or you just mean there's some sort of creek or something?
Yeah, it runs through a pipe, and there's like 3 places you can fill it up, yeah.
And just to refresh people, in case you only have heard that, she said $30,000 to be extricated from the Grand Canyon if you give up by helicopter.
Yeah, he said pride has a fee, so.
Wow! So how long did that take? And then what was your body going through after you completed it?
We were personally copying Jim Walmsley is like one of the greatest ultra marathon runners. And he does it all the time because that's just the kind of training that he does. And he does it in around, I think, 6 hours, I want to say. And that's the fastest known time. And so we were trying to do it around that time. I think we did it in 7 or 8 hours. We also did it. We started too late in the day, and we did it in the summer, which were 2 poor choices for it gets to be like 110 in the bottom of the Grand Canyon. So I don't advise doing it in the middle of the summer.
But you have that to reflect upon. The two of you have created.
Yeah, I was definitely good bonding with my husband.
That's right. The two of you have created a beautiful baby. I saw a picture of you in Cherokee Park you posted online, which I just love. It's so you. It's your story. There you are running along, but now pushing this stroller, and you write on here, it's not hard to have a moment of doubt when pushing 50 pounds up a hill in Cherokee Park. But you always say, anytime I think about giving up, I remember who is watching. And you're talking about your baby. And so,
yeah, fantastic. That's exactly right. And, a combined 50 pounds with her in the stroller. Whew, going up the dog hill is already hard enough.
Right. It's no Grand Canyon, but it's not too far away from it. So anyway, I'm looking at social media the other day, and I know that you have this little baby who's, what, about a year now?
Yeah, she'll be a year tomorrow.
Happy birthday. That's so awesome. But you've done all these rigorous trails, these difficult things. And then I saw you post the other day about a marathon. And so why don't you give me some details on that for people that are out there? I mean, it's the time of year where people think about the mini marathon or the full marathon. And, you know, they sort of go through that cycle and they just dream it out loud. Talk about your recent experience after having a baby.
Yeah, so that was 26.2 road miles, your classic marathon. It was in Lexington, the horse capital marathon. For those familiar with the course, it's extremely hilly. And that particular day, it was also storming, which, you know, excuses. I'm still going to go out and do it. But this specific day, I hadn't really told many people what I was going to do. I just knew that my daughter's birthday was coming up, and I knew that at one point I was pretty fast, and I wanted to see if my fast twitch muscles could come out of retirement and give me one last kick. So the goal was just to run a Boston qualifying time within a year of giving birth. And I did. I did just that, and the woman that finished right behind me, I later learned, also had a baby this past year. So don't let anyone tell you you can't do something.
That's so fantastic, because obviously I don't know the experience of birthing, but you were able to get through this. And then how long did it take you to sort of get your exercise back on in some capacity, be it a slight jog or whatever? Did you get it in the first week?
I ran all throughout my pregnancy up until the day I gave birth. I actually ran a 10K that morning. And then...
Wait a minute. The day you gave birth, ran a 10K. 6.2
miles. I mean,
miles.
Run is a generous term. I shuffled a 10K. And then, you know, start having contractions and everything. Ultimately, very long story short, I had to have an emergency C-section, and so that's major abdominal surgery. Yep. So I could not run for several weeks, upwards of 2 months. Yep.
That's a greater story to tell your daughter, too. You know, the day you were born? Guess what
She'd
else?
She'd be
happened?
Unimpressed. She would just kind of be like, okay. That's nice.
I looked at your chip time, your run time on this marathon from a few days ago. Your pace is under 8 minutes per mile, which is just fantastic. And so was that the Boston qualifiers, if it's sub eight, or I don't even know what that is?
Yeah, for our age group, it's 3:30 and below, but they always say to give yourself like a 5-minute cushion, because as you know, everyone's getting faster and faster. And so, like, even if you do make the qualifying time, so did thousands of other people. So give yourself that cushion. Yeah, that was the goal.
That's unbelievable. And you were in at 3 hours, 25 minutes, 41 seconds, and 46 hundredths of a second. I mean, that's how I...
Yeah, and a lot of elevation.
What did you do in the last 0.2 miles? You're at 26 miles, and you got that last 0.2. You kicking it hard then to just try and keep that time as tight as you could?
Yeah, the top five, well, no, the first two women broke 3 hours. I just had women all around me, so at that point I was going for top five. So, yeah, I was sprinting.
It's an odd thing, too, when you run, because I have run with friends before, too, and it's an odd thing when you're with friends, and some will try to run ahead of you, and then others will stay right with you so that you uniformly cross, even though you may have crossed the starting line a half a second different or whatever. Are you one of those who tends to just want to bolt out and go ahead and just get a better time than somebody next to you?
Oh, no, running is like the time I'm the most social. So I talked probably at any point during the race, I was talking to someone for like all 3 hours and 25 minutes.
That's fantastic. All right, for the women listening
to us.
It's fun.
You might as well have fun with it, you know.
That's exactly right. For the women listening to us who are pregnant or have had babies and they think that this is not attainable, that's why I wanted to just have you back on so they could hear you, hear the life and love in your voice, and realize these things can happen, but it's just a matter of getting yourself out to run the first quarter mile, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I remember being pregnant and postpartum and looking, which, you know, the internet's a dangerous place, but I kind of was looking to see, like, is this possible? Have people done it? And stories similar to mine were a big inspiration for me to, you know, that little kick in the butt that, yes, it is possible, and I can do it. It's not going to be easy, but it is, and it's a great story now. So,
well, thrilled for you and your husband, Lee, your baby. Happy birthday, by the way. And I know Suzanne Duvall in the news department loves you, too, and you two have traveled some races together, and we're both thrilled to see you just post such an incredible time on this recent marathon. Keep it up, Tavi.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It is great talking to you again. Thanks for the motivation.
All right, no problem.
There you go. Tavi Wallace-Tishner, she just ran a marathon after having a baby. the baby's turning a year tomorrow, but 3 hours, 25 minutes, and 41 seconds. That is 7 minutes and 51 seconds per mile for 26.2 miles. Quite an accomplishment for any human being, and even nicer for a mom with a little baby who practices by pushing that baby in a stroller. We're back in a few on News Radio 840 WHAS.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.